This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, there's a big name player entering the red hot market for co-working space in Los Angeles. Tishman Speyer, one of the country's largest commercial real estate companies, is opening a shared workspace in Beverly Hills. The New York-based firm gave the Los Angeles Business Journal an exclusive look at the new facility called, ooh, I like this title, Studio. And it's going to be located on Maple Drive, and the move is part of a trend in which building owners are developing their own flexible workspaces. Here to tell us more about this week's cover story is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. Anna, always good to see you.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this trend. Why is this becoming the thing to do?
It's becoming a thing to do only because the demand is there, right? You've got a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of startups that are coming into the space, and you know, one of the biggest expenses in starting a business is the capital of a lease. And a lot of the companies don't want to commit for a long-term lease. So you've got a company like WeWorks or Spaces who have really done well for themselves. I mean, you look at the LA market right now, 5 million square footage of space of Los Angeles is dedicated to co-working spaces. And so when a WeWork company comes in and they're expanding their business, they've got now 20 locations in LA and 500 locations worldwide, companies like Tishman and Brookfield and some of the commercial real estate properties are looking at it as, hey, this might be an opportunity when a big tenant leaves and we're not just waiting, you know, for the next 10-year lease. How do we utilize this space and bring in revenue?
So this is an economics-driven decision that's kind of been made, a choice that they've made.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah. It's an opportunity.
It's definitely opportunity.
Yeah.
And part of it is because, you know, look, any time that a square footage of space in a commercial property is not leased, it's money lost. So how can they utilize that space? And part of it is that part. The other part is, like, for the commercial real estate properties, they're looking at it as new tenants, possibly attracting new tenants. I mean, you've got somebody coming in a co-work space. They want to scale their business. They want to expand. And they might want to do a long-term lease. So it's definitely...
And what about for those business owners, for those local businesses in L.A.? How's it impacting them?
It's a great question. I mean, look, anytime that you've got an easy entry, easy market entry and barrier entry to anything, it's going to just create more opportunity for all of them as well. You've got entrepreneurs who are willing to scale, people that are now going to look at expanding to a different marketplace that we're looking at, oh gosh, if we have to go to a different market, we're going to have to, you know, go and sign a 5-10 year lease. Now these co-working spaces are allowing for, you know, people to come into this market and come into other markets and test out locations,
right,
before they commit their next 5 or 10 year lease.
Right, so less commitment, and also, vocab word from you today, opportunity. It's an opportunity for
absolutely,
them.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here with us today. And
thank
tell everybody
you.
Where they can get more information.
So you can visit us on labusinessjournal.com. You can subscribe to the weekly publication. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Always so